Seattle is changing fast. New residents, new businesses, and lots of new construction. If you want to find out where most of that development is happening, follow the artists. They move into rundown neighborhoods and create a hip scene. That scene attracts upscale developers. 20 years ago, condo owners and gourmet restaurants replaced Belltown's art studios and galleries. The same thing is happening right now in Capitol Hill's Pike Pine Corridor. One small business owner told KUOW's Marcy Silman, it's just a sign of the times.
The corner of Broadway and Pike Street is at the western edge of Seattle's Pike Pine Corridor. Standing here, you see the QFC, a lot of redone brick buildings that house small boutique shops, and cranes. 3 years ago, Chris Lomba and his partners decided that this was the perfect place to open their new guitar repair store, High Voltage Music.
And I'm just fond of that neighborhood, and it's always kind of like, throw a rock, you're going to hit a musician.
The street was one of Seattle's music epicenters. Two live music clubs on the block, plus two buildings full of band rehearsal rooms just around the corner.
You know, 120, 200 or so musicians who need strings and picks and sticks and amplifiers, and if I can talk them into a new guitar and that kind of stuff. So that was our bread and butter.
But not long after High Voltage opened its doors, the owners noticed a change in the neighborhood. As more construction cranes moved in, rents went up, and some of High Voltage's customers moved out. The final straw came when one of the buildings that housed rehearsal spaces, the Chop House, closed down.
The disappearance of the Chop House was probably the largest factor in a kind of direct factor in the demise of the High Voltage Music Store.
Even though High Voltage had a couple of years left on its lease, last summer Lomba and his partners decided to close their business. That decision doesn't surprise Matthew Richter. He tracks the ups and downs of cultural spaces for Seattle's Office of Arts and Culture. Richter says increased development has hit Seattle neighborhoods like a tidal wave.
I think there are neighborhoods where the wave has crashed, neighborhoods where the wave is actively crashing, and neighborhoods where you can see the wave coming. Pike Pine, I think that wave has crashed. I think that the undertow is in the process of pulling a lot of the affordability and a lot of the cultural footprint out of that neighborhood.
In late 2014, the Seattle City Council waded in. Council members acknowledged that arts and cultural activities provide an invaluable quality of life in Seattle. So they created a program to recognize that contribution. And they crowned Capitol Hill Seattle's first official arts district. Richter says the designation came with tools to support artists in cultural spaces.
A lot of the tools are about branding. They're kiosks and gateways and custom street signs and pole banners, signage in the right-of-way to announce, hey, remember, this is an arts district.
Designating something a cultural resource is one thing, but not providing any of the incentives or financial backing or support doesn't really accomplish much.
That's commercial developer Kevin Daniels. He says he and his fellow developers need tangible enticements to build or preserve cultural space. Daniels gets tax credits and other perks for projects that involve significant historic preservation. And he says there are clear-cut rules for what you can and can't do with a historic landmark. He thinks developers need the same sort of guidelines if they work in an arts district.
Give them a roadmap. Make it very clear that here in this district, we're going to expect that there'll be some artists work live places. Make it easier for them to give you what you want them to give you, but also make it clear what it is you want.
King County isn't waiting for private developers to create cultural spaces. In November, the county's cultural agency awarded $28 million to arts and heritage groups for building projects. Unfortunately, that money is not available to small businesses like High Voltage Music. High Voltage co-owner Chris Lomba leads the way into a shed in the backyard of the North Seattle house he shares with his father.
This is the secret shop.
Every week, Lomba stops by a business on Capitol Hill, not far from his former store, to pick up broken instruments and equipment.
This is the awful first electric guitar that I ever made. That's now.
You made this guitar?
This was the first guitar I ever built. But these are kind of the spoils of what, when we closed the store, I sort of took some of the.
His business must be good because Lomba's little shed is stuffed to the rafters with guitars and amplifiers that need repair.
As much as I like working at home, it's a heck of a commute. I 10 steps and I'm at work. I love it, but I really do like to be sort of more in the public.
Lomba hopes to open another retail shop, but he may not find that space on Capitol Hill. Real estate is just too expensive there. Lomba doesn't really blame newcomers for the rising prices. Are they supposed to turn down high-paying jobs, he asks. But he does see a glimmer of light in Seattle's go-go economy.
You could look at it in one way and say, okay, maybe there's less musicians flocking to Seattle, but there's certainly the opportunity for more fans with all the people that sort of come around. And it does, you know, it brings a lot of money into the economy as far as what people being consumers of art, of music.
More live music means more working musicians and just possibly more demand for Chris Lomba's instrument repair services. I'm Marcy Silman, KUOW News.